following interview of Professor Mark L. Mirabello, the author of The Odin Brotherhood, a nonfiction account of contact with a pagan secret society, was recorded at Shawnee State University. The interview was conducted by Mr. Micah Ross, a researcher who studies secret societies. The interview was prepared for the Odin Lives radio program. My name is Michael Neil Reed.
Professor Mirabello, you described the Odin Brotherhood as a secret society for higher men and women who value knowledge, freedom, and power.
That is correct. The Odin Brotherhood represents strength over weakness, pride over humility, and knowledge over faith. In an era of ugliness, impotence, and death, it glorifies beauty, power, and life.
How would you define a higher man or woman?
Higher humans are godlike humans. In contrast to ordinary men and women, people who toil and obey, the higher men and women know how to rule, fight, hunt, and procreate.
From history, can you name a higher man?
The famous Spartacus was a hero in life and in death.
What about Samson? Was he a higher man?
From a detached perspective, Samson, although brave, was a mass murderer. In the most famous suicide attack before 2001, Samson killed 3,000 children, women, and men when he destroyed himself and a temple of Dagon. The number is from the biblical book of Judges, chapter 16.
As a secret society, is the Odin Brotherhood also a warrior religion?
Yes, in an age of iron, it is a creed of steel.
Is war not an evil?
The modern era, called the Kali Yuga by the Hindus, is a decadent era, a time of treachery, depravity, and sadism, so the modern era has corrupted combat. With modern technology, to cite Baron Evola, we exterminate people like germs and insects. The fabled warrior has been replaced by the annihilationist.
But if modern war is corrupt, is a warrior religion necessary?
Consider modern life. With all the statute laws and moral codes, the straitjackets and leg irons, the hangmen and the priests, the earth is a vast open-air prison. The masses are afraid and compliant. Now, more than ever, we need Promethean figures, heroic warriors.
90% of all species that have ever existed on the earth are now extinct. Will not heroic warriors ultimately go the way of the dinosaur?
According to the Odin Brotherhood, when the last human hero dies, the end of this universe will begin. The process, called Ragnarok in the legends, is a time of devastation and havoc.
So the presence of the Odinists on Earth is preserving the universe, and the universe literally owes its existence to them?
The ancient Aztecs taught that by shedding human blood, they sustain the universe. Odinists, in contrast, believe that by living heroically, they keep the universe alive.
And why is the Brotherhood dedicated to the Norse gods, the gods of the wild north?
Diodorus Siculus, a Greek historian who lived in the century of Julius Caesar, said that when truth is corrupted, barbarian people, people untainted by civilization, preserved it unspoiled. Modern Odinism follows the principles articulated in the ancient poems called the Eddaic Verses. In their present form, these Eddaic Verses were preserved by the Vikings, brave raiders of the far north, men and women who were as strong and as clear as mountain rivers.
The ancient Vikings, then, were higher men and women?
Indeed, they were strong with virility and innocence.
Professor Mirabello, how would you define a secret society?
Dr. Alan Axelrod, an expert on such groups, suggests secret societies share three characteristics. They are exclusive, they claim to own special secrets, and they show a strong inclination to favor their own.
Is the Odin Brotherhood the most unusual secret society that you have ever encountered?
No, I know of another centered in Italy that teaches the Roman Empire never fell. The group is convinced that the empire survives today, disguised as the Vatican and the Mafia.
And why are secret societies important?
Because, to cite Hannah Arendt, real power begins where secrecy begins. The current situation in America, in which both presidential candidates belong to the Brotherhood of Death, the so-called Skull and Bones, proves that point.
Until you published your work, the very existence of the Odin Brotherhood was a secret. Why has it been revealed now?
The time is right. Astrologically speaking, not only are we at the end of the age of Pisces, the time of the Galilean, but we live in a shameless epoch, time of lies, holocausts, and abortions. and humanity requires a creed of iron. On the notion of the rightness of time, the Tibetans have an interesting concept. They believe that certain hidden revelations, scriptures called the Terma, are concealed in caves and secret places. These scriptures are discovered when the human race is ready to receive them.
Now, you claim that the Brotherhood was established in 1421.
That is the lore.
Can you prove the Brotherhood was established in the 15th century?
Persuading skeptics is always a futile task. In the last two centuries, over 200 books have been published claiming that Jesus the Nazarene never existed. One work claims that the entire New Testament and all the individuals in it, from Mary the Virgin to Paul of Tarsus, from the Apostle John to Jesus himself, are fictions fabricated by the Piso family of Rome. Needless to say, since there are people who claim that a billion modern Christians have been duped, there will be people who will never be persuaded that the Brotherhood's claims are true.
And you claim the Brotherhood, although it was persecuted during the burning times, has existed an unbroken lineage to the present.
As I note in the book, the Brotherhood bears the teeth marks of Christianity, but it has survived.
Most people believe that all Odinism disappeared during the burning times.
Temples were destroyed, books were burned, Odinists were accused of, to use a biblical phrase, whoring after strange gods, but the idea lived. Remember, ideas are difficult to kill. The Romans destroyed Jerusalem twice within a century of Jesus' crucifixion, but they failed to kill the idea. As Nietzsche pointed out, today in the Vatican, people bow down to a Jewish leader in Rome.
Dr. Mirabello, how did you first encounter the Odin Brotherhood?
I first met a member of the Brotherhood in a bookshop in Scotland. I was searching for a volume on a certain secret society, symbolized by a red rose nailed to a cross, when a stranger initiated a conversation. The experience, I believe, was what Carl Jung called a meaningful coincidence.
In the epilogue of your book, you describe meeting a mysterious Eastern European. Can you provide any additional details about the man?
I can say he was a university professor, and he was a colorful character. His favorite drink, a kind of mead, he made himself. When I inquired about the recipe, he said, quote, honey mixed with spices is swished around the mouths of pretty girls and then allowed to ferment.
Did you taste the mead?
No, I did not.
And what first interested you in the movement?
Several factors. Most of all, however, I was intrigued by the Odinist notion that the gods often visit the planet Earth. The Christian god appears to be a god of the dead. He is seen only by dead people. One sees him in a tunnel of light when one dies, but the living never see his face.
Nietzsche said God is dead. Can you be certain the Odinist gods are not dead also?
According to legend, the dead cannot laugh. According to the Eddaic verses, Odinist gods often show joy and mirth.
Do not all gods laugh?
The God of Judaism seems to laugh with derision in the second psalm of the Old Testament, but the New Testament God of guilt and atonement only weeps.
Have you ever seen a god?
Not everyone has to see a god. No man has ever seen an Adam, but we believe Adams exist.
But have you seen a god in person?
I will have to cite Lao Tzu, the Chinese sage, on that question. He said, quote, he who tells does not know, and he who knows does not tell.
On the earth, where is the best place to see a god?
Some Odinists have told me that the god Tyr is found in Germany. Thor is fond of Russia. I know the Greeks claimed that the goddess Demeter preferred Sicily to Olympus, but I can make no other recommendations.
What about America? Do gods visit the United States?
I suspect modern America is not favored by the gods. In America, obesity kills more men than war, and fornication is more fertile than marriage.
If one encounters a god, how can the god be recognized?
There are traditions about their appearance. In daylight, for example, the gods cast no dark shadow on the earth, but in most encounters, by their wisdom, you will know them.
And can you share some wisdom that you were given, wisdom that does not appear in your book?
I was once told that the way of destiny is ruthless. When the autumn comes, no leaf is spared because of its beauty, no flower because of its fragrance.
How does someone join the Odin Brotherhood?
The initiation ritual, called the Sojourn of the Brave, is detailed in the book I wrote. It involves making lesions on the body with a dagger. The ceremony is based on the marking with the spear that Snorri Sturluson described.
Why is bloodshed necessary?
The ancients believed that rituals need blood to be effective. Julian, the last pagan emperor of Rome, made that point.
Are you a member of the Odin Brotherhood?
In the Pacific Ocean, in the islands of Micronesia, there is an interesting legend. On the day a man reveals all his secrets, he dies. So regarding that question, I must remain mysterious.
Are you a member?
In the interest of life, I will keep some secrets.
Publicly, you go to great lengths to deny any connection to the Brotherhood. Why is that?
I am a simple messenger. The messenger must not be confused with the message itself.
And one final question. Dr. Mirabello, in your opinion, what will be the greatest challenge to Odinists in the future?
In my opinion, Islam will be the bane of the heathens. The Quran, the infallible word of God for 1 billion people, a book that believers believe must be obeyed, issues this command: fight and kill the pagans wherever you find them.
The preceding interview was conducted for The Odin Lives on May 24, 2004. And a special thanks to Jennifer Phillips.